really quickly the day.
Oh, God.
So we walked to McDonald's.
Okay.
And then we got McDonald's and we were talking a second ago about everything that happened today and how fucking insane it was.
Yeah,
is
it insane?
Is it reality?
No. So, today was honestly weird.
Exactly.
Like, it was so weird. Like, weird in a good way and then also weird in a bad way. Like, yep. Honestly, today was definitely the weirdest day on trail.
Welcome to Through.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm gonna start from the morning. I got up before you two. I gobbled at you to get you awake.
Yes, it worked. He tried to sing me a song.
I walked over to you and I said, Joanna, and you said, I'm awake.
I was awake.
And I said, but I made up a song to wake you up. And you said,
save it. Because I was tired and I don't really like talking in the morning or people.
Fair enough.
And so I sat down and as you were waking up, very politely, started to do the PCTFM radio show, and you were the caller, Patricia from Ohio. And then after you were done being Patricia from Ohio, you said, oh, I just spilled water all over my sleeping bag. And I said, thanks, Patricia, we're going to let you go now.
And then that was the funniest thing I'd heard all day.
Okay, so, and then... we started hiking and it was fine. And we went 6 miles to the McDonald's / Chevron area.
And it was like an oasis.
We got our McDonald's.
Oh, I got flashed.
This was on the way to the McDonald's.
Yes.
So while we were at McDonald's, you were getting flashed.
But I had no time for it. the guy was trying to be creepy and ruin my day, but I was like, I'm sorry, this is not what we're doing. I'm not doing this.
Explain what happened.
I was sitting on a rock because I was tired and angry, and this guy is sitting down in the creek, and he just loudly apologizes for being naked, and I was like, oh, I don't care. And then I looked down, and he was like standing there full frontal, and his clothes were drying on a stick, and I was just like, oh, no, sorry, this isn't. And then I just kept walking, and he, like, kept yelling, shouting after me, I'm sorry! And I was like, dude, I don't, and then I was just mumbling to myself as I walked away. I was like, I'm not engaging, I'm not doing this today.
Oh my God.
What I'm doing today.
And that's literally about 10% of what we're about to cover.
Yeah, okay, good, great. That's covered. Yeah. So flash, but I was like too pissed off to be flashed. I was like, no. Mm-mm.
So while you were being flashed, we were
disgusting.
Ordering from the under construction McDonald's parking lot.
There's only a drive-thru.
Oh, it's mine.
Of course. Are you coming over here?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear our recap of the day?
You know, honestly, this would probably be good for my memory.
Oh, yeah. I just saw a shooting star.
Recapping.
Everyone go to sleep.
These audio recaps.
Everyone go to sleep right now.
These audio.
We saw our star.
Okay, never mind. Recap can wait. Yeah, no, the audio recaps are good little ways. Thank you.
So we're going through the day. What happened to you today?
We're now at the right before McDonald's.
I'm going to tell this part, and then you can pick it up.
Okay.
So we went to. By the way, I'm with Follow Up Honey Socks and Nana Man. So then, Honey Socks and I walked away from the Chevron. And we went through the tunnel. And
there was terrifying porta potties.
Oh, at the
And a random man inside of a truck gave me toilet paper. A random man by the toilets was laughing at all the people trying to use the porta potties. And he was like, do you need TP? And I was like, hell yeah, I do. And then he gave me some, and I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Wow.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Okay.
So we
interrupted.
No. Please do.
And I was cackling.
We walked through the tunnels, right? And we sang in the tunnels, and
we went into the helmet.
And we were like, there are zombies in here, ha ha ha, let's take pictures. And then you walked through.
Echo, ha ha.
you walked through the tunnel.
Great acoustics.
I walked through the tunnel.
Now tell us what happened to you in the tunnel.
Well, something very unsettling happened to me in the tunnel. I felt very uncomfortable and kind of weird for a little bit. There was this guy, and I wasn't too worried about him. I was like, oh, whatever, you know, he's a dog, that's cool.
It was
little
the
dog.
Same man that flashed me.
So yeah, this dog is like growling at me, like circling me, like I feel like I can't move or it's gonna like jump at me and bite me. And he's like, yeah, she just don't like your sticks. And then he like drags her away, and like then she comes back and does it again. And then he like throws this bag at me, and it doesn't hit me, but it like falls at my foot. And he's like, is that a poisonous snake? And it's like a rattlesnake trapped inside this little bag. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, step away. And it just like made me like really, really uncomfortable.
Fuck that, dude. I'm so sorry.
And
yeah. Ew.
And then like I just didn't want to see like a snake trapped in the bag like in the heat.
So he was just fucking with you by throwing a bag with a snake in.
I don't know.
Sounds like he was just being just fucking with you and trying to make you.
I don't know if he was serious. Like
there's really, a type of like, person sick. Out there.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. It was just like. Well, no.
Would a twin snake make it any better?
You need to scream into it.
No, these are good. These snakes like to be in a plastic bag and.
Oh my god! Yeah, I don't even know if it was alive. Like it was just kind of curled up and like. Yeah. Oh man, babe, it was.
Yeah.
It's not good.
You're going to
make one girl. Weird. Yeah.
People are the scariest thing on the fucking PCC.
Yeah.
So then we hiked on for a while. Mm-hmm. You and I were ahead. Mm-hmm. I got yucca'd in the leg.
Yes.
And my leg was bleeding a lot. Like
our just like hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wound.
And then we all met up at that water and got water. And then that's when
there was
you
a chair in the middle of the desert. There was just a regular dinner chair that I sat in the middle of the desert with a cabinet that. And like a whole kitchen set up, basically.
Yeah, there was a kitchen.
And that's when you started to talk about.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, that's when you started to talk about what might be happening later.
What happened later?
What well, you started to say, I have a friend that's going to bring us.
This happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this happened with Tim Moore, a friend from the AT.
But before this happened, you were talking about this happening, right? Like you were.
You told all of us,
like, I have a friend who's going to meet us and bring Chick-fil-A.
That's correct.
That was
that's correct. Confirmed.
And that was towards
confirmed.
Like the water source. And then I had this feeling that, or I had a lot of adrenaline rush going on, but I was feeling really good. And then
why? From what?
Just passing him. And then I had a second adrenaline rush when
he carried you the whole
And then
whole
I decided
way.
To play some Once Bitten, Twice Shy by Great White, and then play the whole Van Halen playlist and just started like jumping all over the place.
I wasn't even listening to like Guns N' Roses and like Van Halen.
No. I was just jamming out.
Passing you and listening to 80s hair metal, dude.
I'm not gonna take it, brah.
Oh, God. Okay.
This.
Yeah.
Van Halen is some of the best music I've ever heard.
Great. Important detail.
Right, and it just like gets me going.
Okay. So the soundtrack to the day was 80s and classic rock.
The soundtrack for today. And bird sounds.
So then we get to this road where you say the trail magic's gonna happen. So we hike all day through the hot fucking desert. It's a climb.
It's the worst. It's hard.
So we get to where Nanoman says the trail magic's supposed to be after like a pretty significant hike through the desert mountains, and then it's like a inclined, crazy potholed road, and there's no way a car's getting up there. And so we're like, we have to go 4.4 more miles, mm-hmm. and it's like 4:30.
And so we are on the Chick-fil-A train, even though I don't even.
The Chicken Express.
The Chicken Express.
We became the Chicken Express.
We're running through the desert, not normal speed, running speed.
So then the Chicken Express runs through the desert. So the Chicken Express hustles through the
running. I had to call, like, I had to tap out because I started, like, hallucinating during that, like, midday hallucination thing. We were just like, I can't see the ground.
You say it like everyone does, like, you know, that midday hallucination
thing. That thing where you can't see the ground, you know?
So we hustle, we boogie through the desert. Everyone kind of separates and spreads out, and we're just like fucking slogging, climbing uphill in the heat of the day, right? How was it for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Today?
You came up behind me. I was on my phone trying to book a place for tomorrow. You came up behind me and you go, can I pass you? I'm on a roll.
Well, I was like, you either need to speed up or move aside.
You get on a roll. You pass me.
No.
I catch you again. I guess, was that, no, yeah.
The adrenaline is pumping.
No, because we stopped it. No.
No, I catch you again because we passed them. They stopped to pee. That's when the Desert Express fanned out.
No.
I mean, the Chicken Express. the Chicken Express.
Is that a movie? The Desert Express?
No, that's another.
Oh, shit. What's it called? I was thinking the Darjeeling Limited, the Wes Anderson movie, but then I was also thinking of the Polar Express.
Oh, the Polar
Express.
Hold on,
everyone. Just stop listening to me.
How did the Darjeeling Limited get in there?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the Chicken Express fans out. Follow up. Follow up loves me very much, as you can tell. She says, "Get out of my way," and then
I was on a roll.
And then she's on a roll,
I
and then
to go fast.
I catch her again. Nana Man's way ahead. I run after her. No, I catch back up, and then we have this conversation where she says, I don't know, we were just talking about stuff. And she goes, sometimes your energy is too much for me in the morning.
Because you take 200 grams of...
Milligrams. Wait, it's because... Why is
of
it?
Caffeine pills. You said it this morning. You mentioned we were hiking today. And you were like, yeah, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is take 200 milligrams of caffeine. And I was like, okay, yeah, no shit. Oh, no, yeah, I get it now.
Clearly it worked. Okay.
Yeah, you said you already have a lot of energy.
No, I don't.
I think so. For sure. We're recapping.
Wait, didn't you say you wanted to feel that? Through is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me level with you, dear listener. I like having friends. I like being liked. I don't like conflict. I guess you could say I have a tendency toward people-pleasing, and so... in any given week, I can find myself spending a lot of time getting others to like me or not to be mad at me. And suddenly, a week has gone by and I haven't spent any time caring for myself, and now I'm tired and irritable and probably not very fun to be around. And when I do therapy about this, it gets better. Therapy not only provides a dedicated time and space for me to work on myself, it also has taught me not to beat myself up for these tendencies and to see them as human. Turns out I'm a human. And now that I actively work on being easier with myself, the problems in my life just don't seem so unmanageable. Therapy was always one of those things where I was like, yeah, I should probably do that, but I was pretty clueless as to how to even start. There's a lot of inertia. I feel like a lot of us experience this. If that's the case for you, give BetterHelp a try. It's a streamlined way to get started. BetterHelp is entirely online, convenient, and flexible. They match you with a licensed therapist based on your answers to a questionnaire, and you can change therapists at any time for no additional cost. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/through today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/through.
Oh my God, and then fucking Roxy. Hold on, there's like, Roxy jumped off a cliff for a hat.
Yeah, so I walked around the corner and there's someone sitting down, like a figure sitting down, and that goes,
and I hear,
that goes, what the fuck? And I gotta record this. I just found Roxy. Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Cody.
After, I don't know, a week or two?
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute since Idlewild, basically. Yeah.
I heard you got, like, food poisoning.
Yeah. Who'd you see?
On trail.
Zach.
And
yeah.
The boys.
Zach and the boys.
Yeah.
So, I got food poisoning the day after Big Bear. I was like dying and had to hike back in, and I think it's because I ate oysters, and so I have a trail name now.
Oh yeah?
Oyster. So I am Oyster. There is no more Cody.
Oh,
holy shit, so how have you been?
I
this girl just told me that my new trail name should be Hat Rescue. It's just not feeling right.
Not feeling right? Yeah, you gotta try it on or like think about it for a little bit. Well, if you hang out here for a little bit, follow up, Joe.
Ah, a follow up.
Follow up.
Yeah.
She is not too far behind me.
Yeah?
Yep.
I saw her like Instagram story. Did you guys go to the McDonald's?
We did. Well, it's crazy. You scared the shit out of me. Little reunion. Do you know Roxy?
No, I don't think we met. Hi. Wow, sick tattoo.
Thank you. Were you in? I'm like, of course you were in Idlewild. You were probably.
At some point. I'm sorry, what's your name?
I'm Honey Socks.
Honey Socks?
Yeah, okay. How about you?
I'm Roxy.
Roxy.
Possibly Hat Rescue.
Hat Rescue. Yeah. That's a good one. Hat Rescue.
It just happened to me. I rescued.
Oh, no.
The fact that you, that's really? All you got from scrambling down there is like...
Where did you scramble
kind
from?
Kind of like, kind of a good thing.
I felt like right here, her hat was like... down by the bush.
This happened moments ago?
This happened like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, where did she go?
She got her hat. Her name was Jennifer.
I know Jennifer.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Okay. She lost her pretty little hat.
Oh my God, sweet baby.
I felt we're out here in the moment. I thought, call to action.
Swan dive to the hat.
It was very dramatic actually. I grabbed a plant. I thought it was stable. The plant broke in my hand. And I slid.
Oh, shit.
And,
yeah. I'm glad you're alive.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah.
It's great.
And that's all you got. That little scrape?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so steep.
I fell walking on flat ground the other day. Like, the first 5 minutes of hiking.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
It's beautiful.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. A lot of dirt in there for later.
We're out here for experiencing all the scrapes and bruises.
Just rub a little dirt in it. And clean it with Purell.
I like your new glasses, Cody.
Thank you. It's pair number 5.
Nice.
I had to pick up a pair in Big Bear. And then I crushed the pair in Big Bear.
What? What is happening?
I'm an idiot. That's what's happening.
There are some good options at that gas station, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Honey Socks wanted me to buy the... wanted me to buy the... sunglasses that I describe as I yell at my wife in public sunglasses.
And this lady behind us in line was like, that was good.
She's cracking up. It was so funny.
I was like, I'm glad someone else heard that.
Are those the glasses that like they have like just like a straight line?
There's
have,
like, those. There's like the super sharp, bit, yeah. Sharp angles.
The
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They look like the Speedo version, like the glasses version of Speedos.
Yes. But I feel like I feel like those are coming back and I like them.
You like them.
I do. And these aren't going to last much longer, so.
Like super sporty, like I run Iron Man.
Yeah, but like it's funny because I'm not.
You could rock them. I would leave an impression that I don't want to leave. I think people would be like, that guy looks like he gaslights people.
That guy looks toxic.
Yeah. Literally looks toxic.
It was nice to meet you, Roxy.
Yeah. See you.
No more cliff jumping, please.
Yeah, no more cliff jumping.
And thank you.
Yeah, if you hang out for a little bit, follow up will probably be right here. So, yep. All right, see you later. Yeah, and then fucking Roxy climbed down a hill to save a hat.
She jumped off a cliff.
She's fine.
She's fine, but the plant she was holding on to gave way.
And then we fucking climbed up to this road where what happened?
There was a food delivery.
Who brought the food? How did it get here?
Well, that's what got me here, was hearing about Chick-fil-A.
Well, what was her name?
Tinner.
Tinmore.
Had brought food to the top of the mountain and then convinced us all to skydive. I think we are all now skydivers.
Yeah.
I think that we are all now...
Yeah, we've been
recruited into a cult. We did a blood pact, and now we are all going skydiving for sure.
Easy. Everybody's so excited about that.
Everyone
I know that
like,
everybody right now is thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, next time. No, now I have something to look forward to after the PCT.
10 more.
Becoming a fucking skydiver.
Oh,
there's
my
this
God.
Whole community out there. Like, yeah. I would have never thought about that. You know, I
Me
thought
neither.
Skydiving people would go and, like, pay for it, you know, and jump out of planes and stuff.
The only skydiver I knew.
But this whole community.
Dated one of my family friends and was on cocaine for the entire family reunion. And then they divorced and I never saw her again. So.
10 more. Nanoman's friend from, I guess, the AT shows up, drives up the Forest Service Road in her Subaru with McDonald's and water
and
beer. And
she has a little... teardrop trail, some kind of trailer that she lives in the back, and she had to leave it at the bottom of the hill with a man named Gary. He was very wise. he was described as wise. So her home is now at the bottom of this hill.
Amazing! Oh my God! And then we ate McDonald's in the dirt, and
I had a pickle sandwich because the Whopper has 3 buns. So yeah. I removed the meat.
Yeah, did everyone know that? The Whopper has 3 buns?
It's a Big Mac, and yes.
Big Mac. Oh, okay. Sorry,
I don't know what I ate.
That.
And I was surprised by how many buns it had.
I don't know what I ate or why.
This is right, 3 buns. And I accidentally do this, and I looked around at other people's. And I was
no
like,
way.
Okay. I did. I saw the 3 buns, was and I was like, is this an accident? So I looked at everybody else's.
A double cheeseburger versus
I was
a
like,
Whopper.
Okay, Big this Mac. Is what a Big Mac is. My first Big Mac.
And so, and then as we're eating, we finish eating and we take pictures and everything, and the conversation turns to
skydiving. Yeah, getting picked up mid trail to go fucking skydiving.
Oh my God.
So we're gonna go do that.
That
I was like, sounds great.
The sickest.
That would be so fucking cool.
Magic.
And also, she was like, yes, I have all like chick skydiving group. And I was just like, what? That's
what
rad.
The fuck?
And then I'm kind of like looking at you and how we were talking about like associate's degrees and like what to do, what, and then I'm also like, what do I the fucking do? And then I'm like, are we just gonna be skydivers now?
I was
in my mind, I was looking at you like,
yeah.
Is this the thing?
It could be. I'm looking for a thing. And I was honestly thinking of like how happy she seemed. Like, dude, she was so fucking excited talking about it.
I know.
And I was
like
I want to be that fucking excited about something. Like,
well,
I am on this trip, you know? And
she was talking about it. And I was like, she was going to hike the PCT. And then she was like, but I found my thing instead.
Yeah.
She found her thing.
Damn.
And I feel like a lot of people don't even find their thing ever, you know?
Ever.
I don't know how often people talk about something like that, you know? There's like so much
bad.
Like, she convinced all of us.
Yeah, she literally
convinced
all of us.
And she's not like an influencer or like trying to sell anything, you know? She just like genuinely loves it.
Yeah.
It's so
and therefore,
amazing.
It's contagious. Yeah, it's fucking contagious.
Like, I feel so fucking excited.
I know. Like, we gotta go do that. We gotta go jump through hula hoops in the fucking sky. Sorry.
Yeah, so we all agreed to go skydiving, and now, well, it sounds like you two are taking it on as a lifestyle.
The whole time I'm looking at you, and I'm just like, did we find, oh my God, are those clouds?
No, it's the dust in the headlights of the car.
I really wish they were clouds, like, because that was the weirdest part of San Francisco.
And then,
we all ended up hearing a bunch of stories. Oh my God, the potato man.
Oh, the dictator.
Potato Head.
Yeah, so.
Mr. Potato Head in the sky. Everybody brings pieces of Mr. Potato Head. And as a prank one time, they got a, she has a friend that has a 3D printer and she ordered a bunch of tiny dicks to be printed for Mr. Potato Head. And then as a prank, they did this thing called Dictator where they all had different pieces of the potato head. And then some people had these tiny dicks that they then put into the potato. And then she said that she sprinkled those dicks over the Farmer McNasty's house in like Texas or some shit.
Sprinkled.
Like, there's a bunch of mean people that don't like skydivers in all of these like zero drop, whatever the fuck they're called, zero drop.
Drop zones.
Disease. And so she just sprinkles them over these people's land.
I love this phrase, sprinkle the dicks over Farmer McNasty's.
Never in my life did I ever think I would say those words. And yet here we are. And we saw our shooting star twice.
And then we came over here to do this recap. And then
the wind started picking up.
And it blew like once. And now we are brought to this moment.
Right here.
Oh
Good work, everyone.
Good work, everyone. Great so recap.
That was a good recap.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.